This town.
What town?
Is a lonely town.
What town? Not so lonely there.
Not the only town.
Oh, it's not the only town.
Like this town.
Get to the point, Frankie. Come on, man.
This town.
Yes, this town here. Uh-huh.
Is a make you town.
It's a make you town. Got it.
Or a break you town.
Oh, it's a make you or break you town. And it'll bring you the fuck down. Must be talking about Las Vegas. I got it. Lost Wages, Sin City, and all the other dumb shit they call it.
This town.
This goddamn town.
Is a quiet town.
It's a quiet town? Must be hard of hearing.
For a riot town.
For a riot town. Well, as long as anything rhymes.
This town.
This overrated fuck-ass town.
This town.
This goddamn town.
Is a love you town.
It's a fuck you town.
And a shove you town. And push you around town.
To shove you down and push you around town. Now you're talking. That's right, that's right. This is the Big Angry Phil podcast, and this is number 51. And why are we talking about Las Vegas anyway? Well, there's something going on that's really pissing people off in Los Angeles for some reason. Don't ask me why. Oh, Jesus. You know what? I hate brass instruments. Let that go on the record. All right. So what about Las Vegas? Well, why are they in the news? Will they blow up a casino just to put up another casino? Come on. That happens every fucking day, practically. No. This is what's going on. Revolving Las
Vegas.
We
just finished a very important discussion regarding the relocation proposal by the Raiders.
Uh-oh.
Which our owners approved overwhelmingly.
Here's everybody's favorite commissioner, Roger Goodell, ladies and gentlemen.
Is to have 32 stable franchises for each of those teams and also the league. We work very hard and never want to see a relocation of a franchise.
Oh, no. They've just been, what, three or four of them in the last couple of years.
We can to get a solution in the existing market. As you know, there's been a stadium situation in Oakland that we felt needed to be addressed. I think even
dressed.
Our friends in Oakland.
He's not very bright, is he?
To be resolved for the long-term issue of the team and, frankly, the community.
Just come right out and say that fucking Coliseum sucks.
Well over a decade.
Well over a decade, more like 30 years or so.
And discipline process. It's a difficult process, as it should be, in a relocation. Our stadium committee and finance committee, which represent 18 owners, worked tirelessly on this over the last 9 months or so, just on this relocation proposal. We believe we and the Raiders have worked earnestly in Oakland for over a decade to try to find that viable option in Oakland.
A viable option in Oakland. Yeah, good luck with that.
Certainty and stability for the Raiders as well as the league. As you know, the clubs also, I think it was in 2015, put off the decision
in
for
2015. You mean 2015? Oh, this guy's a dope.
Develop a solution.
How the hell did he become the commissioner? Jesus.
The owners put an additional $100 million, unprecedented, $300 million total to try to find that solution in Oakland. So I know the ownership feels they went the extra mile to try to find that solution.
Spent $350 million on what?
The mayor.
The whole city of Oakland isn't worth that.
Tell her that I appreciated her efforts. I'm certain that she's disappointed, as we all are. But I wanted to thank her for her efforts in trying to find a viable solution.
Her efforts.
I believe she worked tirelessly. She worked tirelessly, Ronnie Lott, Rodney Pete, and many others in the community to try to find a solution that we could all be proud of and all go forward in a way that was very positive for both the Raiders and the Oakland community.
Have you been to Oakland? Not much positive in the Oakland community.
We're particularly disappointed for the fans of the Oakland Raiders in Oakland.
Sure you are.
This is something that I know will be seen with a great deal of disappointment by them.
They're used to it. It's happened before.
And we worked as tirelessly and as hard as we could to try to find that solution, and we just couldn't get that done.
Yeah, no shit. You just couldn't get that done. That's pretty much your life story, Roger Goodell. Just couldn't get it done. When it comes to putting pink all over football, got no problem doing that. Now, here's the question I have. As you know, Los Angeles has a huge Oakland Raiders fan base. And before I get to the question I'm about to ask, let me fill you in about the history of the Raiders. Okay? Pay attention, youngsters. In 1960, the Raiders joined the AFL, the American Football League. Did you know we had two football leagues? Yes, we did. And at the time, Oakland, you know, they didn't ask for a team. They didn't want a team. They didn't have a place to play. They already had the 49ers. They were in the NFL. But for whatever reason, the owner of the then Los Angeles Chargers, get used to hearing that name again, was going to forfeit his franchise until a second West Coast team was added in the AFL. The AFL said, all right, here, Oakland, here's a team. See what you can do with it. All right. So in 1970, the AFL and the NFL merged, became one league, the NFL. And then they split into two conferences, the NFC and the AFC, as we know it today. The Raiders, of course, are in the AFC West. Now let's fast forward to 1982. Al Davis, the owner, said, you know what? Oakland's a fucking shithole. Let's get the fuck out of here. So they came down to L.A., played in the L.A. Coliseum, which, by the way, is a bigger shithole, but anyway. Bigger stadium, bigger seating capacity. So they come down here in 1982, and would you know, they had a strike that year. The season was shortened. And it wasn't the only time the NFL went on strike during the Raiders' tenure in Los Angeles. Now, they did okay the first couple of years, but they started to really stink after that. And of course, Al Davis is one of the most hated owners in the history of the game. He had a very public feud with Marcus Allen, the star running back. And that kept going on. He signed Bo Jackson, who never really panned out. And then they really started to suck after that. And by 1988, they were already talking about packing up and moving back to Oakland. And here's what's really funny. As early as 1986, Al Davis began to seek a new, more modern stadium away from the Coliseum, something they've been doing ever since, by the way. And the dangerous neighborhood that surrounded it. Yeah, it was so dangerous, we have to go back to Oakland. In addition to sharing the venue with the USC Trojans, the Coliseum was aging, still is, and still lacked the luxury suites, and still does, and other amenities that Davis was promised when he moved the Raiders to Los Angeles. By the way, when the Raiders moved to LA, the LA Rams, that's right, did you know we already had the LA Rams? Long, long ago. They played in the Coliseum, and when the Raiders moved in, the Rams had to go down to Anaheim. Finally, the Coliseum had 100,000 seats and was rarely able to fill all of them, especially because the Raiders sucked. And so most of the Raiders games were blacked out on television. And by the way, that is one of the main reasons why a lot of us didn't want a team to come back to Los Angeles, because of that contract bullshit they have, where the home team has to sell out or you don't get to see the home team. Now listen to this next sentence. How many times did you hear this when they were trying to lure a team back to LA? Listen to this. Numerous venues in California were considered, including one near Hollywood Park in Inglewood, which is where they're building a new Rams stadium, and another in Carson. We've heard that come up a lot. In August 1987, it was announced that the city of Irwindale paid Davis $10 million as good faith deposit for a prospective stadium. That's another place they used to announce all the time, Irwindale. And by the way, there is nothing, I mean nothing in Irwindale. The Miller Brewery, and that's about it. It's a fucking wasteland. I can't even imagine what dimwit would think to put a stadium there. When the bid failed, Davis kept the non-refundable deposit. Well, good for him, little weasel. Of course, now his son is carrying on the legacy, Mark Davis. And look who's about to move the team again. Negotiations between Davis and Oakland commenced in January 1989, and on March 11th, 1991, Davis announced his intention to bring the Raiders back to Oakland. By September 1991, however, numerous delays had prevented the completion of the deal between Davis and Oakland. I'm sure Davis was being a big pain in the ass, too. On September 11th, well, there's an appropriate date, Davis announced a new deal to stay in Los Angeles. leading many fans in Oakland to burn Raiders paraphernalia in disgust. Well, I have a feeling that's going to happen again. So let's go to 1995. June 23rd, 95, Davis signed a letter of intent to move the Raiders back to Oakland. The move is greeted with much fanfare. Yeah, everybody that burned their jerseys, hey, they're coming back. Unbelievable. Did LA burn their jerseys when they left? No, we still celebrate them. We still act like they're still here. That's the question I have. You fans, you LA Oakland Raider fans, why are you so upset about the Oakland Raiders moving from one city you don't live in to another city you don't live in? By the way, aren't you aware that we have not one but two teams now in Los Angeles? They may stink, sure, but we do have two teams. Here's another by the way for you. Las Vegas is closer to Los Angeles than Oakland. You could go to Vegas and see them there. Hey, imagine that. Here's yet another by the way for you. The Chargers, the new LA Chargers, and the Las Vegas Raiders are in the same division, which means the Raiders will be here once a year to play the Chargers. So you could stuff your dumbasses into the StubHub Center if you could find the space and watch them there. And another, by the way, this move doesn't happen until 2020. They're still the beloved Oakland Raiders, so calm the fuck down! I'll bet most of these motherfuckers never attended a Raiders game when they're in Los Angeles or in Oakland, or anywhere. And again, newsflash, they haven't been in Los Angeles since 1995. 95. You get it? They're not here anymore. They're never going to be here, all right? They signed a deal to go to Las Vegas. And sure, my peeps at Vegas are glad to know whether you want the Raiders there or not, you're on the hook for $750 million to get that stadium built. Isn't that great? Sure, you can't wait. I'm sure you'll attend every fucking game. It won't be inflated or anything, no. I sure will attend every hockey game. They have a hockey team in Vegas now. The Las Vegas Golden Knights. I think they start next year. Yeah, just what we need. Another hockey team in the desert. Everybody's flocking to those Arizona Coyote games, right? Speaking of which, I believe the Los Angeles Kings are the first city to get a hockey team out of the cold. Every other hockey team was in a cold climate, right? Los Angeles got the Kings in 1967. People were like, what the fuck? A hockey team in California? Get the fuck out of here. Now we have three hockey teams in California. The Ducks, the Kings, and the Sharks. Not to mention we have two in Florida, one in Texas, and one in Arizona. So I guess, what the hell? Let's put another fucking hockey team in the desert. Because Las Vegas is such a hockey town, right? That's the first thing I think of when I think of Vegas. I think hockey. Because they built a new arena. I think they were hoping to lure an NBA team over there, which didn't happen. So, hey, let's throw a hockey team in there. And I'm sure all the locals are just going to break their asses running down the strip watching hockey. Yeah, okay. And you LA Oakland Raider fans, relax, okay? They're not going away. They're not dropping off the face of the earth. They're just simply going to pack their bags in 3 years and move from shitty, decrepit Oakland to hot and dusty Las Vegas. But they'll be in a nice, shiny new building, at least, one they don't really deserve. Well, there you go. They'll be closer. You could actually go see them if you really wanted to. Or, like I said, you can go stuff yourself into the 5,000-seat StubHub Center and watch the Chargers play peewee ball against the Raiders. All right? And there you go. Now, there's a lot of stupid shit like that in the news. LA Raider fans upset because the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. I mean, doesn't sound stupid. Well, that has nothing compared to This fucking nonsense.
Rachel Dolezal gained worldwide notoriety in 2015 when questions about her race and ethnicity came
to
light.
Oh, this crazy broad again. Lovely.
White parents, she stated that she identified.
She looks white as shit in those old pictures, and she still does.
Life that way. Well, Dolezal was accused of faking her black appearance, a claim she strongly denies. And in the
she's out of her fucking mind.
Storm, she lost her job as director of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP.
Rightfully
well, she's
so.
A book about her life.
Oh,
it's
great.
In full color, finding
in
my place.
Full color. Who is this? Rod, why does anybody give a fuck?
Good to see you again.
Good morning.
I'm sure it's a mixed bag writing a book. In some ways, I'm sure it was cathartic.
Has he even read a book? I'm not even sure about that.
Light again. Any trepidation about that?
Yeah, you know, the book was a difficult one to write.
Oh, boo hoo.
Sure.
Who wrote it?
I felt like it was, kind of a little bit forced upon me as far as.
Forced upon you? Nobody forced you to do shit, including running to the media every time you think you're black.
How has life been?
Nobody forced anything on this crazy fucking bitch.
And you were really honest about the impact of these revelations on your life. Trying to find a job. You just had a baby 13 months ago.
What the fuck did you do that for? Who knocked this ugly bitch up?
It's difficult to kind of put your life back together.
Yeah, it's still definitely a big challenge, you know, but I'm 100% committed to
providing
for my kids and finding my way
my
back
kids?
To the
kids?
Activism work that I'm so
what do you got?
About.
You even changed your name legally.
Is that her contribution to the black community, trying to fit in as a single mother?
Really
I'm sure they don't
like
want that
I
negative representation,
to
you know?
My legal name in order to be seen for my qualifications and experience rather than just seen for the tabloid publicity that I got in 2015. So when applying
oh,
for
you,
job,
yeah, boo-hoo, like, you really mind the tabloid publicity or any publicity. Nobody should even know who you are. You shouldn't even be on television.
Wide-ranging
or anywhere.
Qualifications that I do have.
What
you should just be an ordinary fucking cunt doing ordinary shit.
You're trying to get out there.
Well, I really want to advance the
I'm black, everybody. I'm black. Look at me. I'm fucking black. I'm black.
Really
I'm black. I'm black. Look at me. God damn it. I'm black.
And, I also really
Christ.
Hope that
Jesus
in some
Christ.
Way, like I said, I want to tell the whole story of my life. And
nobody cares. Nobody's asking for the story
to
of your
kind of
life.
The record straight.
How can that? How can you fit all that into a book?
Really
I think I'm black. The end. That's it. That's her fucking story.
So.
Well, I don't have to tell you. You're still very controversial, Rachel, because a lot of people think, okay, even if I
only controversial because you fucking whores keep putting her on TV. And making it controversial, diverting people's attention away to how much we're bombing the Middle East.
Why say that you are in fact a member of the African American community? I think
because she's an idiot.
People still have.
She's a moron.
And I'm sure you hear it all the time.
Right. Well, I don't identify as African American. I identify as black.
Oh my
so
God.
I am part of the Pan African diaspora.
And what?
I definitely feel
well,
like
she pulled that out of her fucking ass.
America, even though race is a social
I got news for you, honey. You're fucking white. Deal with it. I'm fucking white. I don't need to tell anybody that. People can look at me and say, hey, that fucking guy is white.
Black side and a white side, and
I like black
and
people. I like black music. I'm fucking white.
My own
okay?
Sense of self and my own values.
Not pan-African anything. Jesus Christ with this bullshit.
Also stand there really with the greater cause of challenging
what are you talking about
myth of white supremacy
oh shut
it's
up just shut up shut up
those same positions without
shut
saying,
up I bet she's a feminist
a
too just to add icing on the cake
right
I really prefer to just be exactly who I am.
A nutcase.
Black is really the closest
an idiot.
Race and culture category. Just
oh, you're not even close to black. Not even close.
The essential essence of
not even fucking close. Look in the mirror. Are you blind?
Are you hoping to live the rest of
fucking
your
Stevie
life?
Fucking Stevie Wonder can see you're not fucking black.
Your activism and some of the things that you were
activism.
Doing prior to this.
Absolutely. I am still committed to racial and social justice.
Committed. You should be committed
education.
To an insane asylum.
And I am just looking for opportunities.
Oh, looking for opportunities. See, here, this is what she's going for here. Check this out. I can't get any opportunities because I'm black. I'll bet she's going
to
fucking go in that direction, right? Always playing the fucking victim. And this gives her an excuse. Go fuck yourself, Rachel. Jesus Christ. What a despicable human being. And I use human being loosely. She's out of her fucking mind. She's fucking loony. She's a fucking dingbat. You ever hear that word, dingbat? Watch an old episode of All in the Family. They have those on Hulu. Archie Bunker always calls his wife Edith a dingbat because she's real flighty and she's an airhead. That's what this bitch is. Why is the media so obsessed with crazy fucking bitches? I don't get it. And this isn't the first interview she's had on the Today Show. She's been on there before. Oh, she's back on there because she wrote a book? Whoopie fucking do. Who the fuck is going to read it? And does she sound or look any blacker than she was before? No, she looks exactly the same. A crazy white bitch. What, just because she has a spray tan as a perm that makes her black? Fuck out of here. I'll tell you what, she wants to test her blackness. After that interview, drop her off in the middle of the South Bronx. Let's see how the black community embraces Rachel Dolezal. I bet she'll be racing for her phone to call the police. She'll be turning white real fucking quick, I'll tell you what. Out of her fucking mind, what is this shit with the identity politics and the gender politics? Much like with the Snapchat filters, you know what? Playtime is over. It's over. This is no different than any white kids in junior high or high school acting black. You see that all the time. White kids know they're lame, so they're going to try to fit in. So they're going to try to act cool, act black, listen to as much rap music as they can, or dress a certain way, or learn a handshake of some kind. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. But this bitch looks like she's easily in her 40s, and she's still pretending to be black. It ain't working. Nobody buys it. Nobody. And who are you anyway? What makes you so special? Oh, look at the old white woman pretending to be black. Let's put her in the news. She's worthless. She's crazy. And I have fucking had it with all the identity politics as it is. When did everybody get so upset about what the fuck they are? Everybody is trying to be something else. Men are trying to be women. Women are trying to be men. Whites are trying to be black. Green trying to be purple. What the fuck? How about making your life better as it is now? And if that means you have to change it to a woman or whatever, fine, but you are not special. You don't deserve media time. You are not a hero. You are not brave. I think you're fucking crazy, but if that's what you want to do, then just do it and shut the fuck up. You want to pretend to be black? Fine. I say take it a step further. Go into your nearest black neighborhood and let's see how black you want to be, okay? I guarantee you that's not going to sit very well with anybody. If you get your ass whooped, good. Well, what do the other black TV hosts think of old Rachel Dolezal? Let's check out Wendy Williams. And by the way, she barely looks black. And also, by the way, she barely looks like a woman. I think she's hiding a cock myself, but the jury's still out on that. All right, Wendy, what do you got?
This fake black lady, Rachel, I'm still not mad at her. Don't be mad at me, but I am not mad at her. I have to tell you why. First of all, whether she's black, whether she's white, whatever, she's good for our people.
Why?
She studies her African-American, or excuse me, her black history. You know?
So?
She rose to be the president of the NAACP chapter there in Spokane.
It's Spokane. There's
know,
no black people
maybe
there.
You don't. You don't have to be black to get into...
She just said she was black. They let her in.
You don't have to be black to be an Alpha or an AKA or a Kappa. You don't have to be black to be in the NAACP or the president of the NAA. Get out, fly!
There's a fly buzz around here. She must stink like
so
a motherfucker.
She did nothing wrong except lie.
Wrong.
And the lying is the part that I think that people are the most disgusted about.
Mm-hmm.
But,
uh-huh.
But you know.
You right, Wendy.
So
she was fake,
so
but she was good for our people. Mm-hmm.
And
Jesus.
Don't throw tomatoes. But I am mad that she resigned. Because
mm-hmm.
she was still good for our people in the post that she had. All she did was commit a lie because she wanted to be down.
She did nothing for you. Nothing.
The problem is that I think that she probably resigned because she was kicked out. You know what I mean?
Like, yes,
like,
that of
like
course is your assumption. Because
the
she thinks she's black
move.
And the community is white,
you know
so they
I mean?
Ran
I mean,
her out of town. Yeah, that was
shout
it.
Shout out to everybody in Spokane. I don't read about a whole lot of big national stories coming out of Spokane. So my assumption
because all
is
we ever hear about is shit that comes from New York.
York.
That's
and
why.
The whole town has probably locked jaws around this story. So she might have to move.
I hope she does. Far, far fucking away. And I hope you do too. You know, whenever I see the audience at shows like this, just a bunch of clapping seals, bunch of dopey women that just do as they're instructed. And by the way, black women, I love you, but, you know, the stereotype of you just sitting there going, stop making that stereotype true, okay? I don't know what to think. I hope somebody tells me, and then I can go, Ooh, that's right, girl. She a liar. Oh, but wait, she was good for our people. Shut the fuck up! Wendy Williams, you look like a drag queen, all right? With huge knockers. She looks like a fucking train wreck. You know, Rachel Dolezal tried her best to have her hair look like yours, even though yours is fake as all fuck. It looks like you stole a lion's mane from him. All these fucking talk shows, all these daytime talk shows full of these dumb mmming bitches. This is what's wrong with America. Who goes to these shows? And by the way, do you see any men in there? If they were there, I hope they're ducking down so they can't be seen on camera. Because that's embarrassing. And I'm sure we all want to know what the empty talking heads at The View have to say about old Rachel Dolezal. Don't
that
we?
Another part that people had a problem with her bypassing and is also that she was speaking.
Can you imagine
to
working on this show? Good Lord.
And telling them, I know how you feel. Mm-hmm. I've been through blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know. You can't know. She can want to be part of the culture. She can want to claim that she's
as
black.
As far as I'm concerned, if she wants to be black, she can be black.
That's fine, but you still do not fully understand what it means to be colored in this country.
Well, she doesn't. She's been. I'm sorry, but she's been passing as this woman for over 5 years. If this bitch don't know by now what it's like, she's never going to know. She's never going to know.
Yeah, she's right about that. Oh, Raven Simone, love that. Like, you go, girl.
I think if we're going to celebrate feeling like trans, you should celebrate.
Now, that was just me saying maybe that's what she was thinking. I don't know why she did it, but I'm thinking maybe she felt like that.
A lot of
you know?
People say, you know, is it the same as Caitlyn Jenner?
No. No, it's not. Because at least Caitlyn Jenner attempted to look like a woman, as bad of his job as he did. At least he did that. What is this nonsense? Oh, she should be on the Vanity Fair cover. What? So what do you say? She should put on blackface? Yeah, that would go over really well, wouldn't it? As much as I hate to agree with Whoopi Goldberg, at least she called her a bitch.
This bitch can't do it in 5 years. She ain't never gonna know what's like.
And by the way, there was one black dude in the audience. Clearly, he was dragged there by his girl, his wife, whoever. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. You should go out and get run over as soon as you leave the studio. If your head hasn't already blown off by the time the show was over. Holy fuck. Listening to those cackling hens all day. Arguing about stupid shit like Rachel Dolezal. Why is anybody talking about Rachel Dolezal? Why do we know her name? Why is she on TV? Why is she in the news? Why is there any mention of this crazy whack job anywhere? Let them be crazy. Let them think whatever the fuck they want. Hey, people used to think they were Napoleon back in the fucking day. It's no different from this shit. She's fucking cuckoo. The end. Now, it's not like that's the only dumb story in the news. There is plenty. Like this one, for example.
United Airlines is defending its dress code for friends and family members who fly for free. The policy created a social media frenzy when a group of teenage girls were not allowed on a plane because they were wearing leggings.
If you're flying for free, you should have to wear whatever they fucking tell you to.
Stop the girls from boarding with leggings on.
Now they're going
to
make this a feminist issue, I bet you.
For friends and family who fly for free.
We heard her say, look, I don't make
the fuck
rules.
Are you?
I just force them.
Shannon Watts was watching when it all unfolded. She has four daughters and is also a high-profile gun control activist.
Oh, great.
I don't think leggings are inappropriate for women.
AKA a feminist.
This young girl who was 10 or 11 looked like...
This had nothing to do with you. It was none of your
Watts
fucking business.
Tweeted, since when does United police women's clothing? The airline replied it had the right to turn away passengers who are barefoot.
They were friends or relatives of employees of United. They are expected to represent the airline.
Headlines, United's communications staff went into crisis mode. On Sunday afternoon, the company revealed the affected passengers were flying under a special program for United employees.
Right, so what's the fucking problem?
Dress code banning form-fitting Lycra spandex tops, pants, and dresses. United stresses regular paying customers who wear leggings were welcome aboard their planes.
Okay.
Mike Washkush, PR Week's news editor, thinks the airline waited too long to get the full story out. He also said its tweets came across as defensive and uncaring.
They bungled this one.
The dress code was no surprise to Kathy Moyer.
I was kicked off the plane and told I couldn't board because I had tennis shoes on. We had to go and buy me a pair of shoes just to get on a plane. And that was in
I thought it was because you were too fat.
So this has been going on for a very, very long time. This wasn't anything new.
She says it's a small inconvenience for a free flight.
Yeah, no shit.
The hoop we had to jump through then. I didn't see a problem with it.
Many airlines have dress codes, too, because they view employees and their families as representatives when they're on their plane.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. So this cunt, this Shannon Watts, whoever she is, by the way, she's a founder of something called Moms Demand Action. Yeah, I'm sure that's a pleasant group to hang around. She was witnessing this and then decided to make a stink about it on social media. These fucking nosy bitches, just shut up and fly. You don't know the backstory. Again, they were flying free as being friends or relatives of employees of United. Listen, if you're flying for free and they told you to wear a fucking suit of armor, God damn it, wear a suit of fucking armor. Of course, this bitch didn't know the whole story. She just assumed that all women were being told not to wear leggings on the plane. And, of course, all the Budinskis on Twitter had to follow suit, even though they had no idea what this was about or who it involved. That's what I really fucking hate about social media. Everybody thinks they have to fucking be involved with everybody's shit. Like, bitch, you don't know the story. You have no business being here. You don't even know what they're talking about. But you have to take sides on something you had know nothing about. That's great. That's fucking great. And of course, the feminism comes out. They're telling women and girls what to wear on the plane. Oh, Jesus, you know. And again, they're giving crazy bitches airtime. They need to stop doing this. Tell this bitch to mind her own fucking business. This has nothing to do with you. These kids were flying under a free flight program. And if they tell them they can't wear something, then goddamn it, change. All right? Tough fucking shit. Or buy a ticket. I hate people that just can't mind their own fucking business. And then it turns into this ridiculous shitstorm that it didn't need to be.
Oh my God, they're telling women. Look at that. That man is telling women what to wear.
That's what it is. That's what the fuck it is. Feminism needs to die. God damn it. And speaking of feminism, here's another really dumb story in the news that nobody should care about.
We've gone back and forth with USA Hockey.
So this is Megan Duggan, the captain of the USA women's hockey team. Yes.
After a long period that, we wanted to get some lawyers and really start fighting for some equitable support and wages for women in our sport. Obviously, everyone saw what the soccer team did with it, and they were super successful. And
we didn't care then, and we don't care now.
It's about more than just money, and it's about more than just hockey, to be honest.
More than money and hockey? Well, then what's the fucking point?
To be treated, equitable to men. And,
here we go. Here we go. Here we fucking go again.
We're making sacrifices here and putting a world championship on the line in order to.
Oh, yeah, the world is gasping for air to hoping you bring home the title of whatever it is. Please, with this shit again, the USA women's hockey team. I didn't even know we had such a fucking thing. It's not like I watched the Winter Olympics. I don't know who these chicks are. Can we fucking admit it? Can we admit that nobody likes women's sports? Repeat after me. Nobody fucking likes women's fucking sports. That's right. You have to say fucking too. Enough of this shit already. I didn't care about the women's soccer team. I don't watch any kind of soccer, much less women's fucking soccer. And apparently there's some kind of tournament going on that they're boycotting. I don't even know about that. I don't give a fuck about it. I certainly wouldn't watch the women's team or any team compete in it. You know, I'm not fucking Canadian. I am not a hockey junkie like that. I watch pro hockey and that's it. I don't care about all the other extra shit. You know, when the NHL season is over, I am done. I move on to the next sport, which is baseball, okay? Fucking bitches whining, we need to be treated equally. Well, you know what? Do you play equally? Could you beat any pro team in a game? No. No, you couldn't. So fuck you and your equality. I've had it up the air with this shit. Nobody gives a fuck about women's hockey or any women's sports. Go fuck yourselves! Now, I'm going to lose sleep because you're boycotting a tournament I've never heard of and will never watch. The Kings are playing tonight. They're going to lose to the Edmonton Oilers again, the second time in 2 weeks. I'm going to watch that instead, okay? And then tomorrow night, I'm going to watch them lose to Calgary again. Still far more entertaining than anything you chicks are doing on the ice. You've got ice skating. Be fucking happy with that. By the way, they're getting paid very, very well. Too bad you're all too ugly to do it. All right, one more what the fuck story. Remember a little while ago I talked about Danielle Brigoli, the cash me outside bitch, that fucking cunt, and her mom trying to shop her dumbass around Hollywood. Well, Subperv with her satanic powers apparently said yes.
Ready to see more? How about that?
Oh, Christ, no.
Who went viral with her bad attitude is now going to be a TV star.
Isn't that fucking great? Gee, I'm glad I studied all my life to become an actor.
More sass from this 14-year-old. TMZ was the first to break the news.
Oh, she's 14 now. Yeah, she must be a lot more mature then. Production company. Well, I'll bet the production company is unnamed. If I knew who the fuck they were, I would be down there in a second. Race of fucking hell.
Downright outrageous. Did you catch the teenager throwing punches at her mother last week?
No, but I wish she would have hit her harder.
That's intense, but I'm not going to lie. It's highly entertaining.
No, it's not.
Right now, the production
it's redneck behavior. You want to see redneck behavior? Just move to Florida, where she's from.
This new deal also means a pretty big change for the teenager and her family.
Ooh-hoo.
Danielle's manager told TMZ
manager?
That she and her mother will
here.
Need to relocate from Florida to Hollywood.
Why?
To the show. And honestly, this girl is already fitting right in with the LA lifestyle.
No, no, do not call that LA lifestyle. She is not LA lifestyle. I have lived here all my goddamn life. This fucking cuntbag does not represent me or anybody in LA. Fuck that.
Tight jeans and a Kylie style off. Shoulder top.
If it's a reality show, why not shoot it in Florida where she is?
Because Danielle could actually be the next Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah, strive to be the best, huh?
And some fans have already voiced their complete disgust for Danielle having her.
Well, then they're not fans, are they?
When she first announced the news, there were a few initial responses on Facebook. Jamie said, "Stop making stupid people famous."
Yeah, that's what everybody is saying.
Amazing things. Give them the spotlight, not someone like this.
Don't give anybody the spotlight. The spotlight is earned. It should not be just handed out to fucking idiots.
This is so ridiculous. And you wonder why this generation is so messed up. No morals, no respect. And Brenda said, why is this girl being rewarded for her ridiculous and criminal behavior?
It's me.
No wonder young people today get so confused. Look at who they have to look up to.
No, it's not young people, it's young girls. Get it right.
Find a good response or someone no
men are looking up to that.
And I couldn't do it. Are you one of them? Let me know if you will watch Danielle's new show or if you think it's downright stupid in the comment section down below.
Why are all these entertainment shows always kissing these fucking cunts' asses?
They're all so happy and cheery. Oh my God, the Cash Me Outside girl is getting her own show. I can't wait to see it.
Isn't there just one show out there that says, what the fuck? Why are we giving this little slut, this little whore, this little twat, skank, Why are we giving her a TV show? And who is the production company that signed this deal? I would love to know who the fuck they are so I could drive a car through their building. Jesus Christ. Follow her life. What life? She doesn't have a life. She just fucking sits around all the day and does stupid shit. Acts like a fucking redneck bitch all day. Yeah, that's really hard. She must be related to Rachel Dolezal. Shit, she hangs around with black people, does rap music and stuff. She might as well be Rachel Dolezal's daughter. Either way, I wouldn't give her a goddamn show. That thing she did on Dr. Phil was fake and phony, and it was staged, and her mom was in on it the whole time just to shop this little cunt around Hollywood. Because, hey, Honey Boo Boo did it. Why, every redneck could get their own show now. The fuck out of here. By the way, you fucking pervs. She's fucking 14. If you're watching this shit, you should go to jail. No matter what sex you are. Just for giving her any more attention. Enough. This needs to stop. This needs to stop right now. I hope she is the end of this shit. I hope it's a colossal failure. I hope that production company goes bankrupt. I hope whatever idiotic network goes bankrupt that puts that shit on. And I hope this fucking Danielle Brigoli and her cunt-ass mom, I hope they fucking go penniless after this. They have to hitchhike their way back to fucking Florida, and hopefully they stay there this time. Go back in the fucking trailer where you belong, you pieces of shit. I mean, do what most rednecks do to try to get on television. Go on the Jerry Springer show. They all act better than you do, you little whore. Danielle Brigoli. They don't even call her that. They just call her the Cash Me Outside Girl. One stupid butchered catchphrase, and that's what makes people famous now. Well, how about I trademark this one? Go fuck yourselves! And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Trademark. BigAngryPhil.com is where you're going to find me. BigAngryPhil.com. You're on Facebook and you're tired of everybody's bullshit. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Ain't no bullshit over there. Look for me on Twitter, on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. I'm there somewhere. Big Angry Phil podcast can be heard on SoundCloud, TuneIn, iTunes, and BigAngryPhil.com. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show, TomEverywhere.com. And do the same for Gary and Dino's show, GaryandDino.com. All right? All right. That's it for me. See y'all later.